Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Friday, gotta gee on Monday. Hallelujah, hallelujah, it's Friday. The weekend's here and we'll have a kid of me. We'll relax, hallelujah, hallelujah, and take off our slacks. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and sit around the house in our rotten underwear. Hallelujah.
What is that, Lil? 12 hands in a row? Dukes, you son of a bitch, nobody's that lucky.
Now here's your host, the Big Silly.
Chad Dukes.
Charlie Hotel.
Alpha Delta, yeah, Dukes, dig it!
There, but for the grace of God, do with me.
Hey there, boy. It's your pal, Jimmy J. I have another free Friday episode for everybody. It was a really good week of shows. It started off not so hot, but not so hot meaning there was a sad tragedy, unfortunately, amongst the radio family that is in this local D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. We learned over the last weekend that the old program director, I mean, he was the jack of all trades at WJFK years ago. Cameron Gray tragically passed away. He was a mentor to Dukes, meant a whole lot to him. But then again, as sad as it is, it gave the listenership another bit of something to listen to. He gave you guys the radio file show he did with Cameron. God, I sat here and ran the board for that show. It had to have been 4-ish years ago that we recorded that in, right here in this same studio. So it's a little nostalgic. I mean, that guy, we didn't really have if we saw each other in public, it wouldn't be like a, hey, Cameron, hey, Jim type of thing. But he is the one that hired me at 106.7 back in, Jesus Christ, at the end of 2005. Oh, God, that was a lifetime ago. Tragically passed, very sad. Going to be missed. A truly, truly loved individual. The nicest dude in the world. Dukes gave his feelings on that, but you know, he likes to bring the funny. So rather than kind of harp on that, he gave you just a little conversation of it, and then the entire radio file he put up for everybody. I'm almost positive. I should have looked this up, stupid. I'm almost positive it went out everywhere, like these Free Friday shows go, but I'd have to check to verify that. I'm my apologies for that. But this week, Monday night, Shooting Tour, Big Shooter, Gigantor in the studio together. Of course, as we just mentioned, Chad gives his longtime mentor, friend, and the most solidest of dudes, Cameron Gray, his send-off due to his passing, discusses the impact he left on himself, as well as the entire DC radio industry, which is no short of the truth. He also had his Ten Commandments viewing party, gives a full recap of that, and Tor went to Nationals opening day and has some tales from the bullpen, if you're not familiar. Tuesday was a special one. I don't know if you guys heard of this new pizza place located in Falls Church, 310 to Pizza, one of the best pizzeria place names I've ever heard. They're a new sponsor on the show. They're going to have us out to do some live shows from the venue. And Dukes and Tor, they took the Tuesday opportunity and they went out there in the middle of the day and they recorded the Tuesday episode live with a full lunch crowd. They discussed the latest merger between the WWE and the UFC and how that's going to impact combat sports and the viewership. Tor presented Money Monk with a business idea. Shude puts his program director hat on and has some big news about a new show endeavor. Wednesday, it was Shude, myself, Ant-Man, Big Joe Sandwich. Dukes, he had a very, very exciting Peloton story for us. I don't know if you guys have heard, but he rides the Peloton. Yeah. We review the new Marvel series Secret Invasion with the trailer that was released. Manny Machado, turns out he was the first player being ejected for a clock violation, but, you know, maybe not, but we discuss it. We have some new donuts in the fortress, and we have our weekly installment of the BMI. Thursday was not a terribly great day for me. We had the Fortress Film Society gather back up, but for the show itself, it was Big Shude, Loud Goat, and Movie Slick. I had yet another family emergency that I had to tend to, but the show has to go on. Really, really fun show. They go over Dottie's movie pick, Something in the Dirt. So you would call that a horror, comedy, mystery, sci-fi adventure. That was from 2022. They also give their thoughts on the third completed book on the show. That's called The Black House. They also give their feelings and ratings on Jean-Claude Van Damme's directorial debut, The Quest from 1996, and a crime thriller from 1972 with Charles Bronson, The Mechanic. I want to get you right to the content, but Sunday, if you're a subscriber to this show, you're going to get something very, very special. I'm going to pull the curtain back just a smidge. What I just did before sitting down to record this is I just did Toon Talk with Hot Man and Big Stu. I cannot wait for every subscriber of this show to hear that. I don't even want to overhype it. It's so much fun. You're going to love it. I promise you. But let's get you to this. From Wednesday's episode, we weren't sure if Ant-Man was going to be here. So Chad thought, boy, it might be just me, old Jim Daddy, and Joe Soup. What are we going to do? So he asked Joe to make some soup. It turns out Ant-Man came anyway. And that Peloton story that had Duke so excited, I have that for you as well. From Tuesday, live at 310 to Pizza, I have the boys talking when Chad put his program director hat on and had some announcements regarding the new show that I just discussed. So that sucks. Sorry about that. And there's an update on my tattoo that we did not get to on Wednesday. We're going to get to it soon. He did make you aware that I did not lose the 100 pounds. Damn it. Tattoo is in my future. And we have some plans for that already in place. But let's get you started off with this. Last week, one of the most talked about topics was the rules of the Duke's family 10 Commandments viewing party. Chad gives his recap of that and all the shit and shenanigans that takes place. Enjoy.
Everyone, mark your calendars now as Commonwealth Dry Goods and the Chad Duke Show have a big week for you to be a part of. On Thursday, April 27th, it's the Return of the Rodcast with Big Shooter, Othello BT, and Handsome Matty Tubesticks. On Friday, April 29th, we are having the third installment of the Chad Duke Show Short Story Contest with the Friday Night Hootenanny at 7 p.m. And on Saturday, April 29th, Commonwealth Dry Goods will be celebrating their five-year anniversary at the store. So stop on by for some of the great new items available.
I was burning it down Old Testament style. So I didn't know. I think tomorrow's episode we might get to the big merger, the UFC WWE purchasing deal. But I actually didn't know WrestleMania was this weekend until I tweeted out Did you see my cocktail lineup?
I did.
For my big Ten Commandments viewing party.
Impressive. And I was jealous by, I'd say, the presentation of the ingredients.
Well, I got to thank my wife for that. Every single year, I said this on Shrewd Solo this past week. I got three favorite nights of the year tour. Night before Thanksgiving, down at the beach. Christmas Eve, no brainer. And Ten Commandments night. Ten Commandments, by the way, Cecil B. DeMille's Ten Commandments. I believe at the time the most financially successful film of all time. Well over $1 billion if you adjust for the conversion rate this movie made. It is a fucking doozy. And they started at 7 p.m. and it doesn't end until midnight.
Yeah.
So if you don't watch this movie, you don't realize the undertaking it is to check out, because it's the whole fucking night. And if you go as hard as we do during the Ten Commandments, by the end of it, you're Paul Wall, baby, because you're sitting sideways. My wife decided, God bless her, that she was going to have not one but two signature cocktails for the evening. The Cecil B. DeMille, which was a strawberry Moscow Mule, and of course the Moscow Yule Brenner,
sure,
of course portrays Ramses, which was the jalapeno Mule, which was my personal favorite of the evening. She made the buffalo chicken dip, and it's one of those rare instances, Tor, where usually when I invite a bunch of people over, I get the Sunny on the Causeway, where everyone's, you know,
yeah,
telling me to go fuck my mother's ass. Everybody was saying, yeah, we're come for this. Yeah, I want to come to that. Like, that'll be fun. So we had a full house. I had the goat was over. Steve Pye was over. Casey Dukes was over. Gallimimus and his lovely wife stopped by. And, of course, Tweedledum and Tweedledummer were there. So many people tour that I actually had to sit. I've got a captain's chair that is behind my sofa.
Yeah.
Next to my record player. And when we're full loaded, like Super Bowls, I'm generally sitting back there because I want everyone to have a seat on the big couch. We also played the Duke's Family Ten Commandments drinking game, which, by the way, I have a Blu-ray of this. The House of Happiness would really enjoy this game. Threefold. One, whenever someone says, Moses, you drink. And I don't know if you've ever watched this movie. They say Moses 7 million times. And a lot of times it's a two-banger. Moses, Moses. I can't even tell you how many times that happens. You drink when Ramses is being a cock. Not a dick. A cock. Because if you were drinking when Ramses is being a dick, you'd be dead from alcohol poisoning about an hour into the film. So it's overt cockness.
Okay, gotcha. And is that just... You could tell it when you see it.
Yes.
Gotcha.
It's all subjective, too. If someone yells it out, like, you all agree, yeah, you're right. Because you're calling it out the whole night. Like, Ramses is being a huge cock here. It's like, all right, you're right. Let's all take a drink. Nefertiti. We changed it this year for the first time ever. It used to be when Nefertiti is being sexy, drink. Again, you'll end up in the ER. The bitch is naked the entire movie. She's a dime piece. I one time had Bode Mode over to my house, my former producer. He saw Nefertiti and then spent the rest of the night Googling vintage pornography, trying to find naked pictures of her. She's a dime.
Yeah.
You see her?
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing tonight.
A lot of videos of her in this movie with the nips. Apparently, they had to truss up some giant harness for her because she was just popping out of everything. We had to change it to drink when Nefertiti is thirsty.
Okay, gotcha.
Because Nefertiti gets thirsty as fuck for Moses in this fucking movie. And then in the second half, we switched to drink when Nefertiti is cucking Ramses.
Okay.
Because she cucks the shit out of Ramses in the final act of this film. First of all, Tor, Ten Commandments is a fabulous movie. It is a fantastic movie. I don't know how they made it. The cast is enormous. Charlton Heston is Charlton Hestoning the shit out of this film. A lot of that. The big wig at the end. It's just everything about it's fantastic. There's so many great scenes. There is a Jewish golden cow sex rave at the end of this fucking movie that you would pay $1,000 to attend. It looks like the greatest party of all time, and it ends with Charlton Heston throwing the fucking Ten Commandments on top of their asses, and the whole thing blows up. There are so many sexy broads running around at this sex romp because you know the story of the Ten Commandments?
It's not.
It's fine.
Really.
Just say no.
Yeah, no.
It's okay to say no. There's a lot of things I don't know. I didn't know about that basketball game you were just telling me about. So Moses is a prince of Egypt, right?
Okay.
But the only person that knows he's really a Hebrew slave is his Egyptian mother, because the Egyptians were going around slaughtering the firstborn of all the Jews, and his mom put her in a basket, floated him down the river. Egyptian lady finds it, happens to be the sister of the Pharaoh, raises him as a son of Egypt. He is about to sit on the throne.
Yeah.
He builds the big city for Seti. He conquers Ethiopia. He's about to fucking set the throne. Unbeknownst to him, one of the handmaids kept a piece of his little baby shroud that was a Hebrew cloth, unravels the whole thing. Nefertiti screws the pooch. They realize Moses is a fucking Jewish guy and an Egyptian guy. So Ramses cucks him, ties him to a stick, sends him out into the fucking desert, and he wanders around in the desert for a long time, finds a wife, has kids. Buddy of his comes back and says, you got to lead the Jews out of Egypt, goes back, leads the Jews out of Egypt, and then eventually he goes to the mountain and goes up to the top, waits 40 days and 40 nights. And when he comes down with the tablets, the Jews have lost faith in him, and they've made a big golden calf, and they're worshiping that, so he has to smite them down. He throws the fucking tablets on top of them.
Oh, that's rad.
It's fucking rad. And, like, that's the end of the movie, and, like, that's a pretty tumultuous part of it. Cast is unbelievable, and it's such a great party movie. I love the movie. Like, I can just sit down and watch it, but when you add all of this craziness to it, everyone's just, we're MST3King the shit out of this movie, but not like in a disrespectful way. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We're not mocking the movie. We're saying it for what it is. Everyone is going nuts to the extent that Steve Pietaster, I guess, wasn't getting enough attention. My wife made him a gin and tonic, a beautiful gin and tonic. And by the way, I'd like to thank all of the guests at my house that continued to ask for more mules so that my wife had to spend the entire evening making cocktails. I mean, the entire evening. Because, you know, making a mule tour, it's not like, hey, give me a Jack and Coke.
Right.
She didn't mind, but I noticed that, like, Ant-Man wanted his third fucking mule of the night. And I'm like, hey, man, how about we switch to beer now? She makes Steve a giant gin and tonic, his favorite, brings it down to him. He immediately puts his foot right through it and just kicks it all over my fucking medicine. You know those full drink spills, Tor?
Yes.
There's limes, there's crushed ice, there's garnish, and then there's 32 ounces of gin and tonic that just goes right into the pad of the car underneath the carpet. I've never seen anything like it. And then the rest of the night, it's just relentless ball busting on him. And I forgot about it, that Steve, I always forget, because Steve's so much fun, that he's an old fucking man.
Oh, okay.
So we get into, like, the last hour of the movie, and he's like, he's doing that bit. And I have to keep telling him, Steve, wake up. Wake up, he's going to throw the tablets. Wake up.
Oh, what's that?
That's exactly what happened. Now, my brother's mother-in-law is living with him now. I won't get into the reasons why, but he's a big fan. He keeps telling me how much he loves his mother-in-law living with him. And she seems like a nice lady. There's like an hour and a half left in the movie. My brother gets a text from his mother-in-law, not from his wife, who they are in the same fucking house. And the text reads as this: your wife is asleep. Casey then says, I gotta go, calls an Uber, and goes home. He wasn't blackout or anything, and he said, oh, my wife's asleep, and my stepmom just fucking, or mother-in-law, just texted me, I gotta go right fucking now, pulling Angel Morales. What else could that be, Gigantor? I'm sure he's gonna love me sharing this on the show.
An appropriate response to that would be, thanks for letting me know.
My would be, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Like, is there,
that can't be.
She wasn't sick. There was nothing wrong. Anyway, we let him hear it.
You should have. He's.
I started a text chain with everybody the next day, just bring that part of it up so they could bust his fucking balls again.
It's adultery.
Well, what else would it be if it's not adultery? That's, I'm willing. I'm not saying I know for certain, dude. Certainly not. This is all alleged. But I'd like to know what the fucking reason could possibly be other than that.
The follow-up text that he didn't share with you was, your wife is asleep, I'll meet you at the back door.
Or, ... somebody rock and knock in the boots.
Yeah.
Any of those could have been the follow-up text, or, you know what I mean? What?
Okay.
We're cutting loose watching the Ten Commandments, Jack. That's all I can tell you. So, movie ends. We have been drinking and reveling and watching the movie for 5 hours. And I got to say, it's a lot of fun watching that movie with Goat. I don't know that Goat has ever been over for one, but Goat loves the movie and he's really into holidays and he's drinking and having fun. So Goat is just an enormous amount of fun in a scenario like that. But midnight rolls around and Steve has been sleeping for an hour and Goat has to go because he's got, you know, an hour drive home. My brother has already left to go beat it up. So so it is it's the fearsome foursome. It is my wife. It is me. It is Big Joe Sandwich, who I believe he is going to be incredibly relieved to know this.
Big Joe Sandwich.
Hey, there, boy.
Oh, that turned out fantastic.
Big Joe Sandwich.
Hey, there, boy.
So it's Big Joe Sandwich, my lovely bride, and then, of course,
here he comes. It's the Kolache.
Zero.
The second Steve Pie Taster walks out the door, I pour myself a 32-ounce vodka club soda.
Okay.
Little lime, little lemon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sugar. It's midnight. There's still plenty of night left.
Oh, there's so much night left, Gigantor.
You start drinking at 10, midnight rolls around, you're sitting here like, whoa.
That's what I did.
Party time.
Are hard drinkers. Let's drink hard. We're drinking these fruity mules, and I'm like, I don't even have a buzz. Now let's stop fucking around, because I gotta beat back the demon before I go to sleep. I'm carrying my chalice down the stairs, my flagon. I set it on the table right in the same spot where Steve set his fucking gin and tonic. I kick back to sit on the couch and put my foot right through that motherfucker.
You can't do that, Shooter.
Right through that motherfucker. Right through that motherfucker.
You can't do that.
Here's what you got to know, Tor. I had shit on Steve for 3 straight hours for doing that. Doing the shtick where it's like, hey, nobody put your drinks around, Steve. Like, just the whole night. Every time it died, I resuscitated it, right? I'm the joke cracker, as you dubbed me. The second he left, I do that. And I'm like, God damn it. And it is a ton of ice and a ton of vodka. And there's produce flying everywhere. And it gets in the snacks. Everyone starts chipping in. But what do you think my wife does immediately? Takes a picture of me scurrying and sends it immediately to Steve. And be like, look, his dumb ass did it too. Don't let him give you any fucking shit. So I lose all my high ground for the remainder of time. That was going to be shtick that lasts forever.
Right. Hey, fuck. Steve just cracked your bumper with his big head, and then you go out and crack your bumper with your head, and it's there,
by the way,
it goes.
I'll get with my insurance company with Steve. I'll pay for the damages. Haven't seen a check yet. It's been 2 years. Still got a blood stain in my driveway from his melon head. By the way, Pie Tasters will be playing at the Tallyho Theater, April 21st. Tickets available now. Tallyhotheater.com. Players Band will be there, Loving Poppers, all types of fun hijinks. By the way, the ticket sale is not going well, so get your tickets, motherfuckers.
I got mine.
Show of them. I know. We're all going. Why not hang out with us at that Pie Tasters concert? It's going to be a shitload of fun. Anyway, so I don't remember what we turned on The Gentlemen.
Okay.
That's none of the boys had seen that movie. Tremendous Guy Ritchie movie. It's the movie that Dotson pretends to not like because he's Dotson. 30 seconds into the movie, I turn and look to my left. Anthony is not just asleep. He is ossified, catatonic, REM fucking. I start taking a video of him. And generally, he does that dope sleep bit where he's nodding off because he's just shot black tar heroin between his toes and he doesn't want his mom to know. So he's like, I'm not asleep. I'm not. Like, that's the way he normally sleeps. He is throwing caution to the wind now. He's just asleep at my house. And it's not the end of the world, but I always say this to him. I'm like, hey, man, if you want to sleep, go home and go to sleep. It's not that big of a deal. I'll see you again.
You're already waving the white flag for the party time. You might as well. You know, go with the white flag.
We're trying to keep the party rolling, and we've lost a lot of the, you know, the A-list players. So it's like, hey, we need you to at least be conscious.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It would be nice. It certainly would be nice. I'd have to say, a couple of takeaways aside, one of the better. And then, came up with the genius idea. The commercial's particularly bad this year. All commercials, as we all know now, are horrific. We all know that. I have the original Ten Commandments soundtrack on vinyl. So as soon as the commercial would flip over, I would drop the needle and would just play the soundtrack. And we'd all sway back and forth and drink instead of listening to the Sky Rizzy commercial for the 7 billionth time. By the way, have you seen that Sky Rizzy now is used for something else?
It's all over the place.
It's not a skin drug anymore. It's like used for your bowels.
I thought it was eczema.
It was. Now it's got a completely different use. How is that possible?
I don't like that.
What is the budget for Sky Rizzy? It's on TV more than McDonald's commercials. It's fucking outrageous. But the best night of the year. I can't recommend you adopting this tradition enough. It just turns, and then people are like shitting on the movie and like shit, and then talking about, I don't get down for it. Like my brother's like making organized religion jokes. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? Look at all these hot chicks in this movie. You think this movie is like what? I mean, it's supposed to be a scholarly adaptation of biblical series of events? By the way, it's Old Testament. It's not New Testament. The only religion that my brother feels comfortable criticizing, of course, is Christianity, like everybody else. Like, shut the fuck up. Watching Ten Commandments.
Go watch Lawrence of Arabia then.
Yeah, go yodel in your mother-in-law's canyon.
Oh, shit.
Allegedly. All right, what were we talking about?
I was going to point out the there's something about the full drink spill.
Mm.
It hits you in a weird spot when you have the full drink. And you're like, okay, everything's going right. I got my drink. I'm good. You almost have like a security blanket for 20 minutes. Hey, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, most people, I don't know, 45, non-animals like me. But I'm like, I got 20 minutes.
I got 20 minutes where I don't have to go make another one of these.
I got my drink. I'm chilling. And you spill the drink, then it's, I'm not chilling anymore. I got to clean, and now I got to do this whole process again.
It was awful. And I guess that's where the first... Before, like, the seepage or the moisture, my first thought is what you just said. Oh, fuck. Now I got to make another drink.
Yeah.
And I just lost all that Tito's. I guess I'm lucky in that all of the cocktails spilled were of the clear variety.
Yeah.
Nobody was spilling anything too fruity. But, boy, is that a fucking bummer when that happens. And dude, I had the big Yeti cup. You know what I mean? It's going to stay ash cold, man. It's going to stay ash cold the whole time. Got all fucked up. I lost all my higher ground as well.
One time, maybe my first ever Super Bowl party. I was, I don't know, 8 years old. I saw the host dad spill an entire glass of red wine on the floor.
Oh, better to die.
And I sat here. I said, oh, that's, even then, I'm like, you can't recover.
Also, the wife ain't ever going to get over that.
That's going to be.
That's end of days.
That's the carpet's gone. That's, yeah.
Worst spill I ever had was I dropped a single bottle of cheer wine in Commonwealth Dry Goods, and it looked like someone had been executed for roughly an hour because it's a concrete floor.
Yeah.
So, like, there was no absorption. And then I also had to go over it with a fine tooth comb to find all the little pieces of glass because, you know, dogs come in there and kids and shit.
Right.
So, this was not that, but that was probably worse.
If you're interested in buying or selling a home, there's only one person you should call, and that's Joe Azer. You can reach him at 571-989-2937. That's 571-989-AZER.
I got a big announcement. I don't have my timpani, though. I'm going to need you to make the timpani.
Okay. Doon, 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 doon.
You're starting a rally in a baseball game right now.
I guess I'm trying. Is timpani bum?
What a timpani. We'll try bum.
Bum, 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 bum. I've still got the baseball rally here.
Yeah, you're doing a rally. It doesn't build. It's more like brrr, like that's
okay,
a timpani.
Okay, gotcha.
You're going to keep doing it? Oh, there's the end of the timpani.
Yeah.
I have programming news.
Wow.
What? Do you know the programming news? I can tell that you're excited, so you must know the programming news.
I think I caught a whiff of the programming news. I don't think I got the full Monty.
Well, the full Monty is what you're going to get right now, Big Ragu, because this Thursday at our home studio, presented by Monk's Barbecue in Old Town Fairfax, not only... Oh, I don't have my fucking sounder. I'm going to need you to make the sounder, too.
Okay.
Not only will Hot Man Ted be live in studio, but do you know who else will be live in studio?
Big Stu.
Hot Man Ted and Big Stu are going to be in studio to tape an episode of their brand new show, Tunes.
No, I don't know. Is that what it's called?
Is that not the name?
I don't know if that's the name. That's read the
what? I thought that was the name. No, maybe I misspoke. Wonder if Sean's going to be okay with me saying Tunes. And there are children here. It's at some point they're gonna have to know, ma'am. I'll try to double check to see if that is the name of the.
You think kids should be exposed to this show?
No, this is a terrible idea. This guy's paying for us to be here too.
Ted, you jackass!
Oh no! Whatever you do, don't let your kids listen to Tunes. Please. That's the name. I thought I saw a memo.
I think I'm seeing a couple of different names.
This is so exciting. So here's what I learned. Stu had no idea we were playing. I think he still might not know that we were playing his voicemails about cartoons on the show. Ted came into the shop over the weekend into Commonwealth Dry Goods, and he was sitting there, and he was talking about, I don't remember, they were talking about something. And I said, hey, do you think, you know, are you willing to ask your brother if he would do a show? And he goes, would you really want that? Would you be hosting it with us? I'm like, no. I'm not even going to be there because I don't want to put any pressure on him. It's going to be Ted, Big Stu, and Jim's going to run the board, and they're going to talk about cartoons. And what I said to her is, I said, look, go 30 to 60. I don't care. You want to come in heavy, that's fine. I said, it should be at least 30 minutes. Ted called up Big Stu. Big Stu immediately agreed and bristled at the notion, because I guess Ted then drew up an outline for the show. Big Stu pissed about that, saying, I don't need a fucking outline. I can talk about cartoons all day long. So it might be a stream of consciousness show. I don't know yet.
I've got a new radio hero then, if that's the law that he's putting down before he's even got up to the mic.
Can you imagine having no experience at all hosting a show and being like, I'm not doing any prep? Are you out of your fucking mind? I do feel like that's Smoky Mountain Joe's policy, Joe Sandwich. That seems to be his policy. But I got to say, we've done a lot of spinoff shows. I thought that, what was the name of yours? Of Ymir? I feel like that one really had some potential. You guys can't seem to make it work. We had a bunch of them back on Big On Dukes, of course, the Minority Report, High Horde, Intoxication. All right, bro. Jesus Christ. There's 7 million people in here right now. I want everyone to understand how professional we're being with the amount of fucking... By the way, does this guy need advertising?
I wouldn't say so.
We're not in prime time right now. This place is... what was I talking about? We haven't done a spinoff show like this, though, for the Chad Duke Show in quite some time, Tor. Do you think people are as excited about this as you and I are?
Well, how has Ted been with all of this? Has he enjoyed the breakdowns? Because that's who's going to match their chemistry together on the show is going to be important. So if he feels weird about getting these random voice memos from his brother about a show that aired 60 years ago.
Right. I think that Ted is always, he attacks life with a gusto.
Yeah.
Is what I would say the Hot Man does. And I saw the same reaction. Stu is, I don't know Stu that well. I've talked to Stu in person once in my whole fucking life. And I immediately thought he was the most entertaining guy I've ever met. But like, he's the X factor. He's the one that we don't know what to expect. I think we got a Brock Purdy situation here. I think he's going to be the breakout fucking star. I really do. I think Big Stu is about to become the Brock Purdy of the Chad Duke Show. And then hopefully his arm stays, you know, hopefully it doesn't tear our vocal cord or something.
Yeah. I really hope that the audience is excited about this because
How could they not be?
I personally can't get enough. I don't... There's a magnetism to the way that Stu has delivered just a 60-second recap of the show.
I agree.
And I just need more. I don't see a burn factor in the future, and I'll burn on a lot of stuff pretty quickly. This has some lasting power in my eyes.
I'm with you. The only thing that I'm worried about is Howard Stern, when he'd have Beetlejuice on the show, or Stuttering John will go out and do interviews. Like, they're incredibly entertaining. But I don't know. It takes a certain type of personality to be able to host a compelling show that people want to listen to.
Yeah.
And it's a very unique skill. I don't know. I don't know if it's more, you know, Stu is horseradish, where everyone loves horseradish, but if you ate a horseradish sandwich, you ain't walking that off. So that's the only concern I have. But Ted's hosted 1,000 shows on the network. It's going to be fine. Like, Ted knows how to host a show. And then you just sprinkle in all of Stu's passion about Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
I actually mentioned Wacky Races to them, too. I said I wanted them to tackle that at some point as well. I'm very excited about that.
It's thrilling to know that is coming to fruition. You know what? They're gamers, then, if they're saying, hey, we've done it. Let's just go and rip one.
This is a big week. We got a new sponsor, new place to do shows, and a new show all happening in the same week. This is going to be a bonus episode, by the way, for you guys. So if you subscribe, you're getting this with the price of everything else. I would say as a thank you, but I really don't care if you guys like it. I can't fucking wait to hear this show. I can't wait to hear this show.
If this show only went out to you and me, I would be... I'd be okay with
it. I told that to Ted. I said, hey, if you don't want to do it for the listeners, I just need you and Stu to do this for me and Tor so that we can sit around and listen to it. So that's a big programming note, and I spent much of my weekend going back and forth between all the camps trying to make sure that it happens. Do you know what else that I did?
What else did you do, Shoot?
I found a guy to tattoo our faces on Robin Hood characters on Jim Jester's back. And he works right across the street.
Uh-oh.
And they have about as much room in that place as this restaurant does in this place for us to go up and do a live show as Jim is getting his weight loss bet paid off. I'm going to let Jim reveal his weight when he comes in, because for those of you that don't know, we had a big weight loss bet between Jim Daddy and Giuseppe, where by April 1st, Jim was to have lost, I think, 110 pounds. I'll tell you, he did not.
Uh-huh.
But he did lose an enormous amount of weight, and we will have a final count on how many characters he has to get on his back. And I believe, much to your chagrin, Tor, I believe you are one of the characters that will be immortalized on Jim's pockmarked flesh.
Yeah, here's the thing about Jim. He's also a gamer, so he understands my feelings about this.
I think your feelings are you'd rather it not happen.
I'd rather not have my face on really anybody's body.
Much less Jim's?
Especially permanently. That's for life.
Now, did you see the updated picture of Jim's stomach?
Yeah, that was... disgusting.
Does that change your opinion at all about being a part of his body, that you will be a part of a body that has that stomach?
That
I just texted to you again if you want to look
at it. Yeah. Seeing that photo here, and I'll even take another crack at it. Seeing that photo ruined a day for me.
It's
whatever is going on.
It's real bad. It's worse now that he's lost some weight, too. Have you noticed that? Like, when he was fatter, I felt like it obfuscated more of the hernia inside of his belly button.
It looks like there's a walnut jammed in there, and I hate that.
You're being very kind. I think it looks exactly like a nutsack. It looks like there is a scrotum inside of his belly button. And then, to top it on off, are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
I know we ate earlier. Do you see all the moles all over him?
Yeah, I saw it.
Do you know what he claims those are?
What could he claim they are?
So I don't know if I want to post this picture because it's the least flattering picture I've ever seen. For those of you that haven't seen, Jim has got a hernia that lives inside of his belly button, and he's lost a bunch of weight now, so the belly button is more open. Also, I've never seen a belly button like this, just for the record. The hernia is poking through behind the belly button, and then surrounding that, he has what looks to be dime-sized, dark, almost freckle-like blemishes.
Yeah.
If you're eating right now, maybe skip forward 15 seconds. He told me that he gets ingrown hairs and that he can't stop himself from picking at them until they turn into festering wounds. Hell of a first show at 310 to Pizza.
I'm gonna vomit. That's...
Dude, he fucking told us to do a show in here and then walked out. He trusted us to do what we do, so we're gonna do what we do, and that's talk about Jim's nutsack. Can you fucking imagine? And by the way, that's the same thing. He cracks his knuckles so badly now that he can't move his fingers. Like, he's got no self-discipline at all when it comes to just not doing things that are going to fuck his body up.
I hate Jim Jester. That's my stance. I officially hate Jim Jester.
He does make me uncomfortable. But again, it goes to my thought that every single time we interact with him, he figures out a new way to heap another spackle bucket full of awful on top of his situation in life right now. Can you imagine? He's going to lose a bunch of weight. And by the way, he can get that thing fixed. He just says it doesn't hurt, so he doesn't want to do it. I'm like, Jim, you got a nutsack inside your belly button. Get it fixed.
Immediately.
Immediately. You shouldn't be okay with that. Now, maybe he's gotten the sleep apnea fixed. He's lost a bunch of weight. Maybe nutsack goes away in the next couple of few. But the thing about this is he's going to pay off this bet. We're going to do a show from this tattoo studio at some point in the next couple of weeks. The guy's got a pretty tight schedule, but he'll do it. They have another bet coming up right after that, another weight loss bet for a tattoo.
The crossover bet.
The crossover bet that Jester is going to in the next 3 months at some point weigh less than Ant-Man. Which, by the way, I've never been more convinced it's going to happen. When you hear his final weigh-in number, it's going to blow you away. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. That.
All right, I know he's already crossed over with Tor, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What number are you at right now?
I don't know. It was a failure of a weekend.
You don't think it's a four, do you?
No.
Okay,
no, no,
all
no,
right.
No, no.
I can't have you at 400.
No. Never that.
Do you think you're above the Mason-Dixon line when it comes to 350?
Under that.
Under that?
Yes.
You sure?
I am weighed myself very recently. Certainly under 350.
Okay.
With the digital and the big old man scale, with the, you know.
You do need a man scale every once in a while with the big clunking weight, the little C-clamp weight on it. I love that thing. Except when I'm at the doctor, they keep having to jostle the big weight over.
Let's just move it all the way.
All right, let's move it all the way to the side. I already know what you're going to fucking say.
The big block can go on the end, and then we can start tinkering with the little block.
Oh, boy. a lot of Chad Duke's program director was wearing his hat quite a bit this weekend. We got the contracts for Ted and Stu worked out, and we will have the tattoo bet payoff for the cast of Robin Hood. I believe Alana Dukes is on there. The Sheriff of Nottingham as Gigantor is on there. Who else? I think Ant-Man was on there as Little John, and I'll let Jester. He can take care of that when he is in here for the Wednesday episode.
The best barbecue in Virginia can only be found at Monk's Barbecue in Purcellville, Virginia. Check them out at Monk's BBQ on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and at monksq.com.
Joe, I thought that the Kolache wasn't going to be here tonight, so I thought it was going to be a three-man unit, and I said, hey, Joe, if Ant-Man's not going to be here, maybe it'd be fun if you made us a dish, you know, to try out, because Joe, of course, is the stew champion. Maybe we should call him Big Stew, by the way.
Yeah. Ooh, look out.
It's been a couple of additions to that one, too.
Ooh, look out.
Big Stu, of course. He's one of our favorite Stews, but he's not the Stew champion. That, of course, is Joe. Joe, you decided that you acquiesced to my request, which thank you for that.
I did.
But you said, I don't want to do the stew anymore. It's too fattening. You're going to die of a heart attack. Fat tits.
I didn't say that.
He called me fat tits. And then that was rough. And I said, all right, man, well, whatever you want. He goes, so maybe if you ate some of this, the fucking love handles will melt off you.
Oh, Jesus.
God damn, that's fucking rough. He goes, why don't you feed your kids McDonald's? And I was like, all right, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
What did you have on the menu tonight for us, Joe?
Well, I made some chicken soup.
Chicken soup for the soul.
I did.
Now, I'm a little surprised. Because I've heard you rail against chicken soup the entire time I've known you.
Well, it's only if that's your favorite soup, then it's kind of hack. I look at it as being hack because
like a normie.
Yeah, you need to broaden your horizons. But so chicken, nothing wrong with chicken soup.
Wait, so you're hack if you like chicken soup?
No, no, if it's your favorite.
You brought chicken soup.
If it's your favorite soup.
Yes, exactly.
I would agree with that. It's a soup for simpletons. But I think in the right case, it's also the right call. There are situations where it's like, no, this, we need some chicken noodle soup right here. This maybe being one of them. What made you decide to make this one tonight? Just because of the mass appeal?
That, and it's easier to make than most of the soups, so I had a time limit.
You did have a time crunch. Yeah, Joe had today. Joe told me it was a hell of a day. They ran out of salad bowls, and so Joe actually had to use Tupperware, like the ones that were just left over in the fucking people leave their lunches in the refrigerator in the break room. They had to dump all those out, fill them with the ice, so he could stand behind them with the fan and cool the fucking servers. Because all the salad bowls, somebody took them home and washed them.
That's messed up. So you dumped some guy's nice sandwich out on the floor?
He told me it was all the old leftovers that had been there for over a week. Yeah, people that didn't write their name.
It's probably Joe's.
On the Tupperware, yeah. Could have been. So that's exciting, Joe. So I'd like to let me set up the show here. And then if you don't mind, are you going to be serving us?
Yeah, I will be. Maybe not Ant, because he was giving me shit today.
Why?
I wasn't giving you shit.
Yes, he was.
Before I got here? How did this happen?
He was hating.
I wasn't hating. I said that there's nothing appealing to me like having soup on a hot day. Like, it's not appealing.
Well, it's not hot now. I mean,
I was outside all day.
So let me ask you this. So Joe made and brought something for all of us to enjoy, and you decided the best course of action was to shit on him.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
I'm not shitting on him because it does smell good. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, soup on a hot day is not something I enjoy.
But you don't enjoy. The only thing you enjoy is gummies and Doritos and cookies and Gatorades with the orange plastic ring in my home and Miller Lights. It doesn't matter what
and
the
air conditioning.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the temperature is. Like, you like what you like. Alex Horvat is here and Orgy is here also, so they will be sampling the soup. Easy on that dance, Orgy. It's not one of those nights yet. I haven't had any Maker's Mark yet, so I don't want to see any of that shit. Jimmy, I assume you want to drown the demon?
I do.
All right, let me go ahead. By the way, if people want to bring Flying Ace, I mean American Ace, I feel bad because Monk is always passive-aggressively shitting on whatever bourbon I'm drinking. Uh-huh. And I think it's because he can't, like, he has a bourbon now, so he can't allow me to enjoy anything else.
Right.
It's just him saying if anybody wants to put in that effort, but I understand it's a little bit more difficult to find the Maker's Mark, but I did see it in my liquor store right across the street from my house. I was very excited for that.
Yeah, they have it right by me in Springfield, too.
American Ace. Joe, would you like to partake, or are you good?
Oh, yeah, I'll partake in a little bit.
Well, let me handle the flagon right over to you, my friend.
Can I use this glass,
yeah,
or is this yours?
It's not mine.
Oh, it's not yours?
Okay. You ain't drinking no hooch. This is for adults.
Now,
he's got too many watermelon gushers over there to drink that.
I am concerned that Monk's not here, that these lovely plants are going to die.
Well,
this one looks a little brown on the bottom.
Well, remember, he was pretending to be sick last week, and then somehow the illness cleared up when he was going to go saltwater fishing. So his succulents that he brought in here are not – there's nothing for them to suck on.
No.
Unfortunately, because no one has watered them.
This one is desperately in need of some water.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe I'll take care of it after the show.
Take care of it.
Yeah.
Also, Jim, I'm going to need you to take care of the guy that was nice enough to bring the Italian store. There's about 17 gallons of fucking oil and vinegar back in the fridge, which should have been thrown out that night, but that's got to go tonight.
I'll take care of that.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. All right, so BMI tonight.
Yep.
Very excited. New Virginia Pizza Crusade today, yesterday that went down. I do want to touch on that. Yesterday was a big pizza day for me because Ant-Man, as he knows, I had to leave a little bit early from the Crusade because I had to drive to it. This is an ultimate fat guy move, Joe. You wouldn't know about this. I had to leave from eating pizza to go eat pizza. And that's when you know you've made it. You know, whenever people tell me, it's like, oh, you've been canceled, your career's over. It's like, I was eating pizza and I had to leave to go eat pizza.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to brag. But I had to leave the Crusade to go and do the show yesterday from our new sponsor, which was interesting, saying disgusting, gross things around families of 5 and 6 eating pizza with their children. So I'm looking forward to see how that's going to work once those people are meshing with our people. But I would say it was a success, and I was assured that we don't have to change one thing about the show. The guy is from, and I also said, hey, it's a possibility it's going to be like an Ant-Man show. Have you heard those? You know, because they tend to get pretty fucking crazy. And he's like, yeah, I got no problem with that. And we'll give him as much bread as he wants. We got garlic knots. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
He said he would bring you as many garlic knots as you could handle. And I said, it's probably going to be 4. And then he's going to grab his stomach and bellyache about how full he is. Is that about right?
Yep, and then I'm going to need 50 Miller Lights.
I didn't check, but I'll send a text over there and see if they have Miller Lights. Speaking of Italian food, this Friday is the hit the music, Jester.
Oh, 1 second. I got you. Audro.
What's Audro? Isn't Audro the bad guy in fucking Audra? What's that movie? Who's Audra, the bad movie, the bad person? Oh, it's Star Trek, The Next Generation. Sorry, you guys are not going to know that. The Lasagna of Hootenanny is this Friday. Now, Jester, you are competing in the Lasagna Hootenanny, correct?
I am.
So, let's lay off the McDonald's until you eat your 6 pounds of lasagna, all right?
I did lay off the McDonald's.
Yeah, but you can't. So, do you think that your new slim, slender, sexy body is going to help you eat this much lasagna or hurt you in your endeavor?
No, I don't think it's going to help, but I'm going to give it my best.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's been trouble. Like the same best you gave it to Joe in the backyard?
You bastard.
Because that Joe, remember when you got Jester's best? How did that go?
I did. I remember that. He got his ass kicked. Didn't do shit. Bully Jester turned into Pussy Jester.
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Shit.
Joe said, oh, Jester, do you want to let me up? And Jester said, Lasagna Hootenanny will be on Friday. It is free to watch, so make sure you drag a fucking normie. All right, turn that down. You're driving me fucking insane. Drag a normie over to the computer or when you throw it up on the big screen. I always like it when people are enjoying it up on that. You can leave it run a little bit, Jester. Just kind of loud. It's a good time to introduce people. Like, if they aren't entertained by a bunch of dudes sitting around eating big trays of lasagna, this show's probably not for them, right? So it's good to dip the toe in the water. Now, Ant-Man, have you decided what your role is going to be? Because technically, I don't think you're a combatant. Did you see there's a $500 cash prize on the line?
I did.
That's good for 1 month's rent at Mark and Kathy's, by the way.
Yes, that's true. I still don't know if that would motivate me enough to eat an entire family tray, but I think I'm going to try.
Okay. I think I like the idea better of you kind of being a sniper. We'll get you the family size tray, of course. I'm sure what you'll eat 6 ounces of and roll around in the back saying your stomach hurts. Can I ask you something, Joe? You spent a lot of time with Ant-Man.
I have.
Ant-Man's not as, you know, he's about as big as I think a normal American is at this point. But every time he has more than, let's say, a slice and a half of pizza, it's, oh, I'm so sick. Oh, I'm going to pass out. Oh, I'm going to vomit. Where is he getting the calories in?
Well, he's a grazer.
Okay.
He just
he's
grazes.
Joe Grazer.
Yeah. All he does all day is whenever he feels a little bit hungry, he has to fill it with some kind of sugary treat.
I think also probably it has to do with the comfortability. Remember how upset he was he might have to eat hot soup on a hot day. Like, he almost wanted to fight you for that. You think it's a comfortability thing, Ant-Man?
Yeah, probably. I don't like being too full. And I do graze all day.
My favorite part is when we're going to be hanging out. I know food is a part of it. That Ant-Man will have a cookie and then ring-dings and then a bag of Gushers for himself. And he's just slowly eating them over in the corner until the actual food is ordered. And then he has no appetite.
I ate some cookies on the way here.
Did you really? I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a red flag. I'm going to challenge you.
When I was at 7-Eleven, those salted caramel ones are real
good.
You
got to stop. Okay. And I'm going to tell you this right now. You have to stop buying food from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I know.
If you want to live past 45, I think you got to do it. And Jim, stop feeding McDonald's to your kids.
Please. I'll try.
Yeah. If he could manage to skip one meal and not graze throughout that day, I think he can eat a lot. But
I don't
he just,
even,
he's
Joe,
not capable of it.
I think you're not giving him enough credit. I think if he stopped grazing, I think he'd be fine. I think he could probably go to McDonald's for breakfast. I think that he could, if he just went to McDonald's for breakfast, brought a lunch, then ate whatever Mark and Kathy are fucking having, I think he'd be 180 pounds.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, probably.
Greatest shape of his life, you know?
Oh, I just remembered my Snickers bars in the freezer.
Oh, my God.
Here?
Yeah, because it was...
You are forbidden from keeping Snickers bars here.
Well, I just brought it tonight. I forgot it was in my bag with my Cheez-Its, and I left it in my truck, and so it was melted, so I had to put it back together in the freezer.
You know, this is like when a dope fiend leaves his fucking bowl and his bag over at your fucking house. Like, hey, man, like, I don't care what you do, but I'm not going to jail for you.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't leave the fucking Snickers in there. Poor Jim's going to find that. I'll be back up to 700 pounds.
He was shoot upset when he walked in here that his Snickers was melted in that bag.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't happy.
What if I can't recover it?
Orgy, can you go throw that away right
just
now?
Just throw it away.
Just throw it out the window.
Yeah, no. Fucking Orgy, you better not do it.
There he goes. He's going back there. He's going back there.
That'll be the last
right
thing
now.
You do, Orgy.
You're going to kill Orgy Beard for
yeah,
throwing away
goddamn
your Snickers?
Right over my Snickers.
Jesus Christ. Oh, boy. Clayton Lewis said, today's show was awesome. It sounded awesome with the noise of the restaurant like an episode of Cheers. Well, thank you, Clayton. I mean, that was yesterday's episode, though. I hate to correct you. All right. We got a lot to get to today. But Lasagna Hootenanny, you boys going to be there? Joe, you going to be there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Excellent. And Ant-Man, you're just going to accompany them eating, I assume?
Yeah. I'm going to accompany them, talk shit.
I like that.
And get hammered.
Oh, Orgy's eating the
fucking Snickers. What a gangster. What a gangster.
That's so much better than throwing it out.
I completely agree. Ant-Man, you fucking cuck. You fucking cuck. Holy shit.
It is probably...
Snickers cuck. That's what we're going to call Ant-Man from here on out.
It is probably the best tasting Snickers right now, too. Because it was like a little flattened out.
Oh,
it's been in the
yeah.
freezer, and it's nice and chilled.
Yeah, that was a laid-back Snickers. It was completely chill.
Good Lord, did you inhale it?
I've never seen anybody eat...
You better finish that fucking thing, goddammit.
No, or you throw the other half away. That'd be so funny. It's like that scene in Three Amigos when he's like fucking pours the water out in the middle of the desert. Lip balm? I'm like, no. Hey, man, have you ever had anyone eat your own Snickers right in front of you like that?
No, that was real disrespectful.
Wow.
Or did you get killed if he's somebody else? He's lucky he's your boy. Man, that was awesome. All right, we got some donations coming in. You do not have to donate, but the internet bill was $600. And so, yeah.
God damn.
Well, you know what? You guys know what cable providers do is they bump the fucking price up and bet on the fact that you're not going to call and say, hey, what the fuck is going on? And I think that's what happened. So I'm going to have to make the goddamn call. But either way, it's expensive. So if you donate, we appreciate it. Jim Daddy looks to have some Busch Lights lined up behind him. So we will get to those as well. But I think you guys have noticed I'm being very critical of some of the nutritional decisions you've made lately. Mm-hmm. And Jim, hit the music. That is because I'm in insanely great shape, and I need to tell you about it.
I can't wait.
Here's what happened today. A lot of you guys, like, you really fucking take for granted, like, how phenomenal a shape I'm in right now. And I get it. I get it. When you see me walk through here at a big fucking 40-inch waist, a giant G in tits and fucking double chin, I understand.
Jeez. I'm jealous.
It's difficult to believe. But I'm going to tell you what I fucking did today, and you're going to sit there and listen to it.
All right.
I got on the fucking Peloton today, right? You guys know I ride the Peloton?
Yep.
Okay.
I've heard that.
You know what it is?
This is the first time I'm hearing
it. All right. Well, Joe, I'll make this very clear for you. It is a stationary bicycle.
Okay.
Big flat screen in the front, sexy British man screaming at you. All right.
Does your brother ride the Peloton?
He used to many, many months ago. Let me just go ahead and check my Apple Watch right now. I don't think my brother got off the fucking couch today. I delivered a pizza to my brother, and I was like, hey, man, you think you'll ever get up and walk around the block again? Oh, my God. It was outrageous. So I'm in the fucking room, and it was I did a five-minute warm-up, and I misjudged my time, so I only had time for a 20-minute class, which is that's pretty low when you're at my level. I was smoking fat like you have no fucking clue. I get in there, and first of all, I hit my personal record every time I get on the bike now. Smoking up the fucking leaderboard. Today for this class, all right, when Bradley puts a class up, there's thousands and thousands of people that take it. There were 17,000 people that took this class.
Holy shit.
17,000. Guess where I ranked?
Guess! Top five.
Joe will ruin a fucking bit. I swear to fucking God, he will just crush a fuck. You think,
Joe.
You think I'm in the top five in the world?
Yes.
I think you're...
Now whatever I say is not going to be as impressive.
No. You got to stop letting Joe talk into the mic.
I got
to
turn off.
Jim has to fucking mute his mic unless we're speaking.
We
got to
head him off at the elevator. I got to turn the elevator off before he gets up here.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm at the bottom of the stairs.
I would say that
I hate Joe.
You were probably in the... There's 17,000?
17,000 people.
You were probably in... in the top 8,000, top 50%.
That would be, well, that would be 50%. That would be this top, I believe, 7,500 would be the top 50%. Is that would be,
okay.
Wait, where are we at? Wait a minute, hold on. What I said he was in there?
17,000.
No, you're right and I'm wrong.
So
Mexico,
I think,
is in Central America.
I think 8,500 would be dead center of 1,700.
Jim, what's your guess?
17,000.
You know it's not number five.
Yeah. Fucking Joe.
I would say you are slightly above the 3,500 number.
The Mace. Oh, okay.
So you're top 25%.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
What if I told you I was 1,600 out of fucking that many goddamn people? 1,600
out of 17,000.
Crushing these ears, Georgie. Standing ovation from Orgy Beard.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. People love it when you talk about working out, especially when you're a big fat guy.
Dude, that's top like 10-15%.
You know what the most satisfying part of it is? I'm past all of the that have all of their little causes in their fucking hashtag girl dad, hashtag we ride together, hashtag political party I'm not in favor of. Woof! All past them. And they got 1,600 rides, and I'm just smashing them going up the goddamn leaderboard. I had so much coffee before I rode today.
Now, did you get a shout-out from your instructor?
No, it wasn't a live class today, Jim.
Oh, okay.
My instructor, Bradley, is in London, so he is at a different... They're 5 hours, I think, ahead or behind.
Okay.
So it's very rare that I can link up with him when he is teaching a live class. Also, what I've learned... You want to take the live classes when you hit the milestone because then you have a better chance of getting the shout out. So I'm about 9 classes away from my 100th class. So once you hit the milestone, they have a little indicator in the class where they'll say chewed 100 classes or whatever. Now, most of the people that are getting shout outs are at 500 to 1600 classes. It's a lot. These people have been doing it for years. But that's where I'm actually feeling pretty good about it, is I'm smoking people that have been on there for years doing the fucking Peloton.
Yeah.
So it was cool. It was cool today.
That is cool.
Yeah. And I was sitting there and I'm like, I wish I could talk shit to all these people. You know, like, because all you can do to interact with the other shitheads is give a high five. So you little double tap their little thing. So what I do is when I'm blowing past an asshole, beep, high five. And it's like, it's under the guise of being a nice guy, but no sorry, Bob.
Dude, that's actually pretty fucking funny that you're doing that, because then they just see you smoke right past them.
Yeah, and I always feel like, and I'm the first to bitch about people being toxic online, and then I'm just desperate to talk shit to these people as I'm fucking going past them.
Well, I got to say, there's got to be other people that are doing this too, and so... If you blow by one of those people, they've got to be. If you ever pass somebody and then you see them race past you, you know that they know that was some shit.
And also, dude, there's nothing worse than like there'll be. So there's a little dial on it that shows you how far the other people are through the class. So I'll be like huffing and puffing, and like I'm about halfway through. And then there's a guy that has one little bar ticked off, and he already has as many calories as I do. I'm like, oh, I'll be looking up his asshole in just a second. Boom, he just ran up past me. It's a terrible fucking feeling. The only thing worse is that there's somebody comparable to your fitness level, and you're just jostling back and forth the entire time because it's just stressful. Like, I don't like any of that shit. Corey Rita said Casey isn't riding the Peloton, but he's riding his mother-in-law, allegedly.
Oh, Jesus. Didn't know that was fair game. Glad it is.
I suppose cardio is cardio. He clearly doesn't have the watch on if that's what he's doing, because I don't see any calories ticking.
And working out before you go to sleep at night is always better. Burn those calories.
I could tell. What I'd like to do, if no one's caught on to this, is when I suspect my brother has stopped listening to the show, I say something horrific about him. And then if he doesn't bring it up when I see him, I know he isn't listening to the show. Like, when he is, it's like, hey, could you please stop telling everyone I do cocaine all the time and fuck strippers? And I'm like, oh, I guess. I didn't even know you were paying. I didn't know you were paying attention. So, So, anyway, that was fun. And that's why I came here on fire. Like, I feel like confident now in criticizing all of you.
Thank you for that.
No problem. It's my pleasure to be here. All right, Jess, are you ready to wet that whistle?
Let's do that.
Now, last time you were having a lot of trouble.
Was I?
Yeah. If you recall, you were being as gross as I think you've ever been. In here, so I just want to make sure that you're in a good spot right now.
We'll see.
I think Jester ended the show last time because of how gross he was being.
Yeah, he did. He walked us all. Yeah. I ended the show actually on Monday's episode to have diarrhea. So I can't. I actually can't shit on Jester all that hard. Now, you're going to owe two for Mark Borger. So you let me know how you want to handle that. Thank you to the great Mark Borger, who recently acquired a new pup. Congratulations on that, sir, and thank you so much for the donation. Jim Daddy will take a beer for you. Which one of you gentlemen would like to set Jim on his way?
Did you do your new one yet?
Oh, is there a new one from Big Joe Sandwich?
Yeah, he showed it to us at the at your house the other day.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember. You said you were working on a new one.
Oh, yeah. The,
you don't remember
that,
what it
that
was,
That plan fell through.
Oh, Big Joe Sandwich.
Hey, right, there, boy.
Joe, you said that was going to be your show prep. Is you're going to have a new impression?
Well, then, my show prep changed to soup afterwards.
I got one for you. Do one as the lead singer of The Who.
Oh, okay. Oh, dang, that's going to be tough.
I have faith that you'll be able to figure it out.
Hey there, boys.
But that's just Grover again. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Big Joe Sandwich.
All right, there, boy.
I see blue skies, red roses, too. And I think to myself, I didn't do no fucking show prep.
Oh, God.
I got a flat top. My friends all tell me not to.
I thought you were going out the Ramsey's braid.
Well, it takes time to grow that out.
All right, it does. It does indeed. How you feeling, Jim?
You should shave the rest of your head off and just leave the patch.
I agree.
Yeah.
Shave across a fucking
Jesus.
I think we all agree with that, don't we? We're all on the same page. Mark Borger with a monstrous donation. Thank you so much. If you'd like to donate on ChadDukesShow.com, we'd greatly appreciate it. Also, accepting Venmos is I am out of money to pay these guys. So, not that I would pay these two guys, but the one guy I do pay.
Hey. Oh. You're a fucking pig, Jim.
If you want to become a Chad Dukes Show Facebook subscriber, it's very, very easy. Head to the Chad Dukes Show on Facebook, hit the Subscriber Hub button, and follow the steps to gain access to the secret supporter group chat and get the bonus show video backlogs.
So full disclosure there, I agree with Ant-Man. Bit of a piggy moment there. I went back and I started listening to some of the shows where we do all the drinking and the burps come out, and some of the audio I didn't feel was up to par with the way the burps actually sound. So I tried a new method. It seemed to have worked, and it just turned me disgusting. Eventually got me a bean. Absolutely ridiculous. God damn it. But again, such a fun week of shows that we would have trouble bringing your way if it wasn't for our guy, Money Monk, Monk's Barbecue, Monk's on the Farm, the best barbecue you might ever in your life try. If you haven't already, get out there at Monk's BBQ on Instagram and Twitter, and monksq.com if you want to check out the website. Also, our guy Joe Azer might be helping out Gigantor buy a house. We'll see how that turns out. 571-989-AZER. 571-989-2937. The best damn realtor you'll ever run into. Super helpful, especially if you're looking to buy or sell a house here in the Northern Virginia area. But he'll answer any questions you have no matter where you are. So hit him up. That's his personal cell phone, 571-989-2937. And for those of you like Money Monk and you're a little bit sleepy, Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Go to don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the Dukes promo, D-U-K-E-S, 10% off your entire order. I haven't had the sugar-free version of it yet. I hear nothing but raving comments. That's on my to-do list, and it should be on yours. Tonight, though, big old show planned for you guys. The Lasagna Hootenanny, 7 p.m. tonight, live on Facebook for everybody. Facebook.com/The Chad Dukes Show. Tune on in, 7 p.m. Me, Gigantor, and Enoch are going to eat the party size lasagna from Stouffer's. People, that is 5 pounds of lasagna. I don't know how this one's going to go, to be honest with you. But be sure to tune into that. We'll also have that tune talk that we talked about earlier. Sunday, 2 p.m. is when that show is going to post. And as always, you want to keep up with us? www.chaddukeshow.com. There's links there to the sponsors, the shop, get your subscriptions. Check out all the socials down below.
Twitter, it's at Chad Dukes. Instagram, it's at Chad Dukes Show. And of course, like I just mentioned, Facebook / The Chad Dukes Show. Facebook.com/ The Chad Dukes Show. 7 p.m. tonight, Lasagna Hootenanny. It's going to be a mess, but it's going to be very entertaining. Thank you guys so, so much for listening. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend and enjoy all the content that we're going to give you here in just a matter of hours. And if the good Lord is willing and the creeks don't rise, Shoot and Toro will see you back here on Monday. Roll out the Eat It Boy!
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.